Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Proverbs chapter number 13 from verse 11. Proverbs 13 from verse 11. Overcoming gambling and debt addiction. Verse 11. Wealth gotten by vanity shall diminish, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. In fact, I love the way this rendition put it. It says, wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. Okay? Very important. Look at Proverbs chapter number 15, verse 27. Proverbs 15, 27. Whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household. Proverbs 21, verse 5. Proverbs 21, 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes to poverty. Very important. Anyone who tries to get wealth in a rush, the Bible said the end of it is what? Poverty. Listen, listen. Process is not a cause. Is that okay now? Process is not a cause. Okay? He who gathers little by little will have much more. But the mindset that I want to become a millionaire in a day, if I put 2,000, all right, I had many names, Baby Oku, Baby Isheju, too odd. We are going to come there, sure odd. I mean, somebody who is in Abuja, Maraba in Abuja, you are watching horse race in Australia. And then people put their hard-earned resources. If there's anything about multiplying money, the idea is to invest it into something predictable. All right? At a level with minimal risk. That's the idea. Okay? But the idea of trying to multiply it hastily bring people into problems. And the Bible calls it unjust gain. Unjust gain. Okay? Whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household. So it will start as a personal thing, but it becomes an household thing. Now, look at this. Most times when people want to give excuses about gambling or betting addiction, we always refer to the government. You know, Nigerian government, they are not trying for we masses. Listen, though, you can't continue 2024 living life, all right, as a pity party. I'm like this because, you know, in this country, things are not easy. It's not. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me tell you this. I know when I spoke about the fact that somebody got power in an unjust way, it was trending everywhere. People like it. Let me tell you the one you won't like. Politicians have never built any nation. Go and check. Politicians don't build nations. It is business owners, entrepreneurs, innovative individuals that build nations. All right? As a matter of fact, you can become so powerful that politicians need know that they need you to come into power. The idea of being at the mercy of one person that you are not sure of his sanity doesn't make sense. And unfortunately for us in Nigeria, I'm sorry to say this, it looks like the system on the ground seems to vote the lowest of the low and put in power. You are responsible for the outcome of your life. You are responsible. for the house. You have to take responsibility. One of the reasons why people enter this issue is because we miss seasons. There is a season to go to school and study. You may not end up doing what you studied. You may have to go into certain business, create certain things. Thank God for tech. Thank God for innovations. Thank God for all those things. But you must understand the path your life is going early. Alright? So that you will not, listen to what I'm saying. The excuses that seem to make sense now, touching the reason why you are small, will not make sense later when you talk to your children. Because there are people who are growing higher despite those same excuses. The government is bad. Somebody is thriving despite being in the same economy. Is that okay now? You have to build your life beyond the reach of the impact of Nigeria. The moment we start taking responsibility for our outcomes, things will change. I am either going to go the route of education. All right, I'm going to learn something very early. I'm going to sell something. You have to make sure it is something predictable that can be trusted. Okay? When we were serving, there was this boy that when he came to the family house, they introduced him to me as a pastor. Say, a pastor just came and all that. Say, hello, pastor, how are you doing? But over time, I just observed that this, our pastor, used to have some long stuff in his hand. He's cutting them. He's always Pastor, what's going on? This is not judgment book, for God's sake. You just read, just, oh, I mean, pastor was gambling with all the Alawi. In fact, a pastor won Lotto in one country. I can't remember. And he closed down the church. Okay? Pastor won Betty. They say he's done. He has fulfilled his own ministry. He marked his own register. I say, I'm done. Listen to what I'm saying. The cheapest way to be in poverty is to make money your pursuit. Those who pursue it never get it. Pursue value. Pursue being a person of value. Pursue. See, there is a level of value that you become that resources can't refuse you. Resource. Anyone who dares to carry this kind of solution, nations will be caught. See, listen to what I'm saying. In the same economy that people are saying there's no job, there are people they are begging to come because of investment in themselves. Companies are begging them. Are you following what I'm saying here? I have one of my friends, I mean, working with United Nations. Okay? Then later a country said, please come, we need you, all right, for this same purpose. And then they said, we know you are working with UN. We are going to multiply the salary UN is paying you. Then she said, I'm going to come. Then UN reached out back. You can't leave us. What they are giving you will make it times four. Just for you to say, it is value. To expect resources without value is being fraudulent. You are disregarding the law of process. It's value. And that's why I said that there's a bit of fault in our approach to prosperity in Nigeria. And some people got offended, but the truth is the truth. Nobody ever got rich by saying amen. Have value. Okay? In fact, you want to break the principle of law and harvest. If you have not sown, now you want to reap. Have value. Let me give you an illustration. Bright and Robert, please come. Look at this illustration. Let's assume that the both of them are the same age. Okay, please come here. And they have both gone to apply in the same organization. And the owner of the organization looked at the both of them, having examined their resume, and said to this one, okay, for the role you are applying for, how much do you want to pay? Say this amount, how much do you want to pay? All right, then said to this one, please, we need you, but do you mind, we are going to be able to pay you, let's say, 850,000 there. They are age mate. Then said to this one, we are going to be able to pay you 150,000 there. Share my age, meaning it's not relevant in labor market. Do you know my age? Nobody pays you for age. They pay you for investment in your time. That's what they pay you for. All right? The negotiation is about what you have invested in your time. Invest in your time. So you'll not be watching screen and be fainting. They are holding you. Say, ah, Arsenal is losing. They are carrying the brother. I've seen people watching this game and they are shaking. They've used house rent to gamble. School fees, gamble. Borrowed money from the boss, gamble. Somebody somewhere can't cross over in peace because creditors are pursuing. I'm telling you. Okay. Thank you. Say that I will invest in my time. What can you do? What can you do? That's the question. I know we pray for helpers. But, Max, any helper will dash humans. Later you become a nuisance. That's the honest truth. There must be something you bring to the table that compels it. The strategy for abundance can be miracle. Hello. How many times did Jesus turn bread, multiply bread in the Bible? It's not a daily thing. The strategy for abundance can be miracle. Say, what's your plan for 2020? Oh, we trust God for a miracle. You have no plan. And as you said that, all the angels just ran away from your side. Don't implicate us. Amen. You need to have a plan. A financial plan. Sell something. Do something. Trade something. Create something. Serve somewhere. In fact, start as an intern. Okay? And let people know what you can do. Be vocal about your craft. Make that your plan. Is that okay now? Uh-huh. Anybody who can borrow you money should not insult your hustle, as long as it's legitimate. Is that okay now? Church, are you with me? Proverbs 21:5 says that the plan of the diligent leads surely to abundance. To be diligent, to be committed. You're going to come to, it's just a matter of time. Let me give you this word of consolation. Don't envy the prosperity of the wicked. There are people who seem to have left you behind and you see their WhatsApp status every time. They drink champagne and wash it, pour it on their iPhone. If that's not poverty, what is it? That you have to make extra effort to show us that this phone is waterproof. Anybody who is rich does not need to show it. It is poverty. It takes poverty to flaunt it. It's not yet, it has not sink. It's not sinking in yet. So you want to make everybody know that I have it. So you pour champagne, you pour it on your iPhone and say, look at me now, new money. New money. New money. People use money they don't have to buy things they don't need, to impress people they don't like. That thing must change as we're entering a new year. Is that okay now? I will not try to impress any. In fact, one of the things that bring people to gambling is trauma. And I'm going to show them. I'm going to show you. The issue of trauma needs to be addressed again and again in the body of Christ. Unfortunately, Nigeria is a nation that pay little or no attention to mental health issues. I'm telling you, you can be running mad. And people are still saying amen. Pastor, it's not spirit. We see, it's not spirit. It's not, somebody has multiple personality disorder. They say, that's how the anointing used to do him. Because Nigeria, once it is a bit strange, they say it's perfect. Let's check this thing. Don't wait till the man of God tears the shoes. Hey, Eba, yeah. There's the way this thing will start and you are still wearing tie. Let's be checking this thing. But it's true. You know, some things look like they're a joke, but it's true. Are you with me now? Look at what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. Now I see God bringing many of you into new level of abundance. Yeah. All right. One of the ways that happens is that it's going to inspire you in the right direction. Is that okay now? You meet the right people. You can do the right things. You made the right connect in the name of Jesus. Yeah. All the connection that your life needs to speak, you will receive it. Yeah. There are people who are hardworking. They are just waiting for one opportunity. You will get it. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. That one door will open. Yeah. in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone here who is saying, God, if I can get this chance once, I won't blow it? You will get it.
Amen.
You will get it.
Amen.
It is not everybody who is broke that is lazy. Some have not gotten the opportunity. Yes. Some have not gotten. If they get the opportunity, they will do something. Things will change.
Amen.
Things will change. Is that okay now? One time, I got angry years back, and I carried my pot. You know, the way you carry your pot under the anointing, and I came out. And people were, neighbors were wondering, what's going on? And I lifted the pot. Oh, ye pot, thorns and tissues you have been bringing to me, I curse you. I will not use you again till my story change. I'm telling you, it was that bad. Bad. Very bad. But when you stay with it, there's no one who is consistent that things will not shift for. I'm telling you. Consistently obeying every instruction, building, doing the things you are doing, you know, following God's plan for your life, not being intimidated by people. It's okay for people to be ahead of you. You also have some behind you, and they are not dying. Understand your own timing and align. This thing is different for everybody. Is that okay now? Understand your time. God makes everything beautiful in their own world. Seasons. Your life is getting beautiful.
Amen.
Now look at what the Bible says. 1 Timothy 6 from verse 9. 1 Timothy 6 from verse 9. Alright? Give us that scripture. They that will be rich fall into temptation. That's not actually the root word. The root word is, those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Okay? It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Let me tell you a story. The dad of one of my friends went to wash his car, the car wash. Then some boys didn't know he was seated inside the car. So they were talking just behind the car. And one was asking the other person. And he said, what did Baba ask you to do? Then that one said, Baba asked me to buy akara. Akara is beans cake, the fried one. He said, yes. So he said, he should pour the akara on the road. Okay? Then he said, he should wait for a car to match it. So when the car matched it, he said he went there and packed the thing and took it back. Then the Baba said to him, you'll be very rich. But the same way a car matched this akara, when you will die, that's the same way a car will match your head. What kind of money is that? When the Bible says that it is him who has given us power to get wealth, something that is already in your season. The reason people get into many of these is because they can't wait. He that is in a hurry to get money pierce himself with many what? Temptation. People are killing their fathers, their mothers. In fact, some people are eating poo. They even said there's a way they do it. You eat strawberry. Poo is poo. Ow. You see a young boy, 6 packs, 6 feet tall, sit down in front of his own and something that other people who are using their brain and the hand of God upon their eye don't have to eat that thing to enter into wealth. But because we want it fast, we neglect the place of legitimate also. And then somebody is getting money, but he has killed 3 of his children, killed his wife, killed his mother. The essence of true wealth is gone. It won't be you.
Amen.
It won't be you.
Amen.
And there are many girls on campus who won't sit down. Many of them have been used and they are not aware. In fact, if you marry them, they have used you in advance. You know when there's minus 10? You now put plus 10. 0. You better pray. They've used the girl, then potentially anybody who now comes added to it. Pray. This issue of getting money quickly, get rich quickly scheme has put people in trouble. There was one time it was MMM. Well, you don't know. Do you know that time? Moku mo gbe mo daran. Ask your neighbor to tell you what that means. One of my friends convinced the dad. Sat down. The man is a very careful man, a doctor. Sat the dad down and convinced him that this MMM thing, it will work. It's going to change everything. The dad said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yes." Call some people, say, "Hear what this boy, I want to put." I said, "Are you sure?" I said, "The man put the money there on Friday. The thing closed on Monday." He ran away. I'm telling you, you are the one convincing people. This thing, if you put money here, in 2 weeks, so if someone will tell you that, if you invest 100,000 in 24 hours, 200,000, how? Sure. How? If it is working, you do it. You will not be here telling me to invest. I'm telling you. And some people will quickly put it there. Say, this is this. In fact, let me say this to you. It takes being greedy to be scammed. True. Scammers exploit your greed. I've been scammed before. So I know what that is. And it was a new convert. I didn't know the convert was all converted. Ah, church called me to you. Pastor Lazarus, come and sit down. Come and explain. Ah, hear me. I sat down. the guy said they went to buy a good somewhere in America. They are shipping the goods down. Okay. But the person who was packaging the goods, see story, sweet. These people can invest the same intelligence to do something legitimately. They are smart. You can't make money from scamming if you are not smart. Do you know what it takes to do Yahoo? To speak phone and use all the means. Just put it in the right way. Okay? So he said the money, the guy said his envelope or his wallet fell inside. That inside that wallet, can't remember whether $20,000 or $10,000. I went to, I've not got to America before, so I don't know that you can't be carrying such money up and down. So he said, at the airport now, this is the, they even gave the courier service. They said, this is the courier number. You can track it. I click everything. There's a website. Heck by me. So he said, so they want to clear it now. When the thing entered Nigeria, said, Pastor, you can take 50%. I said, what did you say? He said, 50%. How much do you need? He said, so a month. I don't have. I will get it. Give me time. I went to meet a sister in church. Please, there's something, okay? Do you trust me, says? Say, I said, there's something. Me, I have calculated. That time, where was I? Ilefe. I've calculated how that open a barber saloon. There'll be a football watching center there. There'll be drinking ice cream by the side. That's all my small head could think. So the sister said, I don't have much, but I've not paid my school fees. Please, Pastor, go and use. You are seeing my case. So I took the money there. I didn't know that if it is coming, they don't collect once. If you pay once, you fall again. So they say, actually, they are, in case somebody has been, they've collected, so you know, the second one. They said, actually, and now, it's another thing now. They are saying this is another money. I still went to borrow more. Later, I said, I'm done. Let this thing land first. I was teaching the primary school. I've thought about it, that once this money land, I'll just walk to the... I'll never say I resigned. Take your job. We should never meet again. Unfortunately for me, those guys called, but they didn't know they were calling. This guy has been speaking American English, pure. And I was hearing pigeon. That guy. Alpha. That one. Hey, call one name. Say, oh boy, Alpha. I was hearing everything. My leg was shaking by me. This is worry English I'm hearing here. When they saw I was on the line for about 16 minutes, they say, you just ended the call. That was the last time I could reach them. Then time came for me to pay the investment. The girl, she called me. The ones I can pick, I'll pick. The ones I can't pick, I just end the call. Then one day, just say, pastors and ministers want to see you. Pastor Lazarus. I know that kind of meeting you went into. Pastor is sitting, other ministers are sitting, and you are walking like the black sheep who is looking at you. Then I saw the girl too sit. My own is finished. I paid the money. I suffered. I won't tell you what I did, but it's legitimate. Okay? So, scammers exploit your interest in making money without dignified labor. That's what they exploit. Don't waste your money. Invest wisely. Is that okay now? Labor wisely. Don't be greedy. Tell your neighbor, please don't be greedy. Amen. Okay, it's an advice. Now, the reason why we have to deal with this subject is because gambling and debt moves hand in hand. As long as you're a gambler, you are owing somebody somewhere. If you want to know how good or how bad something is, don't ask those who are just starting. Ask those who have done it for a while. If you ask somebody who is just starting with some small, small things, who has won 5,000, 10,000, they say, I'm making my daily bread. Ask those who have done it for like 40 years. And they will show you how the thing has destroyed their lives. This thing has ruined lives. The silent killer. Gambling has destroyed. Some people are seated now that if you know what gambling has done to them, you will cry. They borrowed money and gambled with it. Didn't just tell them. In fact, in some cases, they sent somebody to go and deposit 500,000. And the person said, this 500,000 can become 5 million. I remember one advert he saw that there is a sure hoard somewhere. Then take the money there. He wants 5 million in one day. That's the problem. And when this guy loses, they either blame Nigerian government or blame pastors. Pastors are driving private jets. I hate pastors. Bulk of these things are coming from personal frustrations. Personal frustration. And then the person goes to squander all the money given to deposit. And when the money remains, let's say like 200,000, that thing still tells the person, I can win. You know, there's a part of it that is vengeance. They've eaten me, I'll eat them back. Some people say, hey, Apostle, what you are saying is not entirely correct. Some gamblers cash out. Yes. But according to the system, they'll be back again. Nobody really leaves. If you like, win $10 million, you will spend it there back. That's the way it works. And that's why some of the richest companies now are betting companies. Why are they increasing? If people are truly winning and it's about your own financial advancement, why are they in business? Are they a charity organization? They're in business for profit. And the profit is from your own greed. Period. That's the way it works. I remember Crossover Service in 2007 or 2008. There was this guy. The guy was on the road. Even cost hold up, was crying. He said, God, I don't want to. You can see his genuine desire. He doesn't want to do anything like drinking again. He wept. Picked him up beside the road, encouraged him. God will see you through. Second week in January, he was back drunk. Over time, I asked about the guy. They said he's dead. He went to drink, fell on the road. A car didn't know somebody was there and matched him. And that was how the guy died. Gambling old people, addictions old people longer than they want to stay. All right, if you are still new in this thing, stop now. Stop before it will cost you everything. Gambling strips people naked. Gambling strips people naked. It will collect everything, wife and children, gone. It's serious. Unfortunately, some statistics is actually showing us now that we are having more influx of women in gambling now. Women. Some of them are either gambling themselves or giving somebody to go and gamble for them. I'm telling you, sir. And then the advertisement for gambling is very, very interesting. they use the people they know you like, comedians. I'm saying people will be waiting for the result of their prediction. And sometimes they are urinating on their body. You just go to where they want ball or Gidan Kano. You see people shouting. Somebody's crying. Is it the law of football? But you see people shouting, football, football. Is it really about ball or something is at stake? This is a survey done by an organization. I had the privilege of receiving it directly from them and the privilege to share this with you this morning. So it was discovered that out of... Okay. Are you with me? At about 51.6% of children between the age of 13 to 15 years are engaged in gambling. About 43.4% of children between the age of 16 to 18 years are engaged in gambling. All right. Males, you have 44.3.9%. Female, you have 55.1%. Many of them got into it through, all right, advertisement, and some of them are involved in e-gambling. That's internet casino. Some of you know what I'm saying well. But let's pretend we don't know about it. We are all innocent. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying here? Okay. At least about 95% of adolescents are aware of the subject of gambling. Let me jump a bit. All right, some teenagers were sampled. I think about 500 of them. 26% of them have played gamble before. So it's even happening among students. And I want to call the attention of parents to something. Those who are parents in this season, you are stewards over the most amazing generation ever. Children who understand tech more than you. Because when you hold phone, you check the apps. It is the things you see that you know. There are many ways to have applications of gambling, and you will never see it in the front end. You have to now check, and unfortunately, you don't know about those things. In fact, sometimes you tell them, come and help me set my WhatsApp. All right? And then, if these children are not brought up with awareness and the fear of God, things will get destroyed. This thing is starting right from the cradle. Okay? And these are depressing statistics. Are you following what I'm saying here? These are serious statistics. In fact, some of them are said to be failing in school because they're involved in what? Gambling. Okay? Some of them are failing because they're involved in what? Gambling. Betting with their school fees and even inflating school fees for the purpose of gambling. I heard some of them are taking Geo and Graphy money. Okay, before I come back to this stat, now look at this, and I want us to answer this question honestly. Those who are behind those gambling organizations, did they make their fortune through gambling? No. It's just a smart way. What you don't know is that it is easy to cash out on poverty than to cash out on wealth. Because the people, I'm just telling you the fact, the people who make some of the most stupid decisions are poor people, including buying extravagant things. There are things you take to wealthy environment, they will not buy. Because what do I need it for? I don't have to make any statement that I have anything. I love what Vusi Tembekwayo said. He said, real wealth is when you mention your name and nobody have to ask who you are. Okay? I'm sorry, but that's the fact. There is something called the decoy effect. Is it a decoy effect in marketing? Those of you who are marketers will know what I'm talking about. Let me explain what it is. Okay? When you go to buy... When you go to a movie, what's it called now? Cinema, to watch a movie, they will show you three grades of popcorn. 1-5, smallest. Okay, then medium, that is not far from the smallest, 2,000. Then the biggest, that is like times two of the medium, 2,500. The idea, the strategy in that is that the middle one is actually a decoy. It is there to make you feel, actually what they are doing is to make you buy the big one. But the idea of projecting it is to make you feel, the difference between this big one and that one is big. So why should I go for this one? I'm smart. I'll go for this big one. But they are outsmarting you. It's the same thing when you are buying MTN data. 1.5 data for 3 gig. 2,000 data for 5 gig. Say 2,000, 1.5, 3 gig. I'm smarter than them. That one is a decoy. They are making you go for the big one. The same thing with iPhones. iPhone 10, 10 Pro. Is there anything like 10 Pro? 11, 11 Pro Max. Which one now? 12, 12 Pro Max. 13, 13 Pro Max. 14, 14 Pro Max. Where are we now? And so people are using their hard-earned currency to follow the trend. Somebody's vision now is that I must buy the latest iPhone. And the person is not making money through it. It's not like, he's not making money. In fact, the fellow does not know how to use the app that makes the phone relevant. Just call and then show the camera and flaunt it. So what they are doing is called the decoy effect. They are cashing out on your need to show the society that you are big. They are cashing out on your attempt. They understand the psychology of man. That everybody wants to feel important. Let's cash out on that. And that's what is happening. And they keep... So you make more money from poor people than you will... Before you can get a rich man to buy something. Rich man. Somebody who really has money. We ask you questions, you'll be tired. Okay? Usually, I'm sorry. I know we should be kind. But bulk of those who say keep the change are broke. I know we should be kind. But when you understand the science of this thing, you understand that some of our biggest woes is coming from the intention to impress. Intention to impress. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to be strong financially, live below your means. Live below your means. How can your phone be more expensive than your rent? Does it make sense? In fact, many rich people consider living in the house they built as wastage. They rather build and rent out, rather build and put out a serviced apartment. Somebody say wisdom. Say it again, say wisdom. I'm not saying you will not build your house. You will. Okay? God is going to bless you. But you must understand there are smart moves. I'm not here teaching about money. I'm just showing you the power of greed. And how people lose much more because of that. Are you still with me? Are you following what I'm teaching here? One of the things that needs to die in the coming season is the need to impress anybody needs to give way. I will live at my level and do the things I can afford to do. Not trying to impress. You want to marry a girl, then you have to go and sell all your property to take the girl on a date. What kind of marriage is that? Anybody who don't understand your season is not worthy of your future. That's the way it is, provided you are not lazy. Okay? Very important. Now, let me begin to tie this up. You must understand that gambling schemes are not set up to make you rich. They are set up for somebody to make profit off your need to make money quickly. All right? You have gambling addiction when the following things are in place. Number one. You have gambling addiction when the following things are in place. Number one. When you feel the need to get back to win what you have lost. They chop me, I will chop them. Once you feel the need to go back and take and win what you have lost, you have gambling addiction. Number two, when you feel the need to gamble when you are depressed or down, many gamblers are lonely inside. Very lonely. Once they feel down, they believe what will inspire them and take them up is to gamble. Are you following what I'm saying? Number three, you have gambling addiction. When you feel the need to gamble with more money, so as to have much more, and you can't even stop, even when you want to. You budget to gamble 5,000, you end up doing so 20,000. And you just keep going and going till you have to borrow money for bike. I'm saying this thing called gambling, it strips people naked. Go and ask any woman that has married a gambler. Nothing wrecks the home like that. The man will develop all form of vices, including the tendency to kidnap. That thing just keep telling, go and get money, go and get money. By any means, if you live around a gambler, the gambler will use your phone to borrow money from loan apps. Can hack your system. Because the need for more money can't be satisfied. It's insatiable. We should never take it as fun. It is a destroyer. And the next generation are hooked on it. They are hooked on it. The person giving you promo code is not doing it. You have my... I'm saying, go and meet Obonge gamblers. The thing has stripped them. They are just, if they have recovered, they are just recovering. It will hold your life and direct it in a bad way. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Number five. Oh, number four now. You have gambling addiction when you always try to cover for your behavior by lying or deceiving people around you. So where did you get this money? Say, I just met an helper. Meanwhile, he won the money. He won the money. And nobody will know how the money will disappear again. Gamblers have no plan. The only plan is to go back to gamble. Can't have plan. Give a gambler 1 million. If he tried to buy something with 25% of it, that thing tells him or her that he can become more. He can become more. Now say it's true. This one is sure prediction. It's sure prediction. This one, Liverpool is bound to win. They flog them forward. Nobody ever tells the real reason why they are poor. Nobody. You have gambled it away. Don't gamble away your season. Are you with me? Number five, you have gambling addiction when you constantly need to depend on people or even fraudulent means to pay back debt you have incurred due to gambling. A gambler is always owing. Always. Incur debt. Go ask people. See, take end of the year survey. Let's have honest feedbacks. People will tell you, gambling has ruined my life. If it has not ruined yours, that's the destination. There was a story of a man that won, I think, $10 million in US from casino, all this casino stuff. That's the jackpot. He started drinking, carrying women. The following year was back to the same spot, homeless. It doesn't matter how much it is, it will collect it. Give me. You can do it. You can. Nobody is as motivated as a gambler. You want real motivation. A gambler has faith. Faith that you are trying to teach people to understand. Gamblers are always motivated. If they give you wisdom. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say, I know it can happen. Yeah, it can happen. Even today now, I can. There is virtual. That one you are watching. There's one you can see within 1 hour. You know your fate. There's another one, 24 hours. How are you sleeping? They say it's small money. I'm not putting much inside. It's small money. Small money in multiple ways. Nothing to show for it. Nothing. So we don't have a generation where people will be blaming the government. It doesn't matter who comes into power. The irresponsible cannot progress. Nigeria must work. Yes, it will work. But it will work for those who are strategically positioned. Let me tell you something. Do you know? Look at this. If world leaders, let's just assume, decide there's a new policy. World leaders decide there's a new policy. We want to collect the wealth of all the wealthy and we'll give everybody equal amount. Everybody all over the world, $1 million. In another 5 years, those who were poor before the money came will be back to poverty. Those who were wealthy before the money come will be back to wealth. The poor will think consumption. The rich will think production. And then it will cross. Nobody is wealthy by chance. People take responsibility. Are you following what I'm saying here? Think production. I must be doing something. I must be producing something. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Say amen if you hear me. That's the way it works. Gambling is invasive. It is an aggressive disorder. And most times it is invisible to those who are around. But you know, this invisible thing will later become visible because of the complicated problems. Gambling complicates a man's life. Somebody is owing this, then they have found out that you lied here, then they have found out that what you said there is not true. You have used somebody's phone to borrow money, they have caught the person, you have borrowed from MTN, you have borrowed from the bank, you have borrowed from all these loan apps. Those ones are now sending message, Mr. So and so and so, is this, and all that. Gambling is an aggressive disorder, oftentimes invisible to those who are around, particularly if the fellow involved doesn't want people to know. However, when the problems start coming, you can no longer hide. And oftentimes, gamblers blame government, and they are the ones that hate pastors the most. God is not cheating on anybody to bless you. Or he's not cheating on you to bless anybody. People take responsibility for their life. See, I know that there are crooks in ministry. I know. Okay, but let me tell you this. If God calls anybody, and the fellow is doing well in ministry, check. The fellow will have done well outside ministry also. Because the principle for success is the same. If you fail in secular work and now embrace ministry, you fail too in ministry. Because the principle is what? The same. We want to have a generation of youth who have outgrown the government. Just young people positioning themselves, doing the right things, building their craft. What you are doing, become the best at it. One day opportunity will come. Be able to maximize it. What kind of prayer are you praying when you are not positioned rightly? If God opens the door of favor, on the bill of what? On the bill of what? And we start new year with hope. This year will be different. Are you sure? There are adjustments required for every new phase of greatness. If you don't give, you don't expect it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't expect it. Some of you need to be more vocal. You can't be broke and be quiet. You don't greet people. Who will help you? Say good morning. Speak up. Let's know how we can help. Are you following what I'm saying here? Learn to relate. And by the way, there's a balance. If somebody tells you he's a worker here and they're introducing you to real estate, it's not from us. Or somebody just started up on WhatsApp. I speak on behalf of Apostle Lazarus. Honestly, there's nothing like that. I'm telling you now because these are social media world is very corrosive. And people have been duped. Then, please be careful. Let me just leave that. Is that okay now? Mm-hmm. So don't live your life in such a way that you'll be blaming the government in the next 10 years. In the next 10 years. There are young people who are innovative, who are creating things, and then learning different things. How can your roommate know something that you want to learn and you're not learning it? God brought you down, brought you together for a purpose. Use the opportunity to learn. Teach me how to do this. And learn. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Okay? Don't live a life that you'll be blaming the government. Government can't do everything. Okay? Now look at this. The need to get money and more money for gambling purpose always end up destroying good relationships around the gambler. Anybody who has gone far in gambling, they've lost most important relationships in their life. Because you have had to give different formats to this one, to that one. Eventually, people are talking to themselves that avoid that guy, avoid him. And then everybody starts suspecting. Okay? People go as far as using various means to get money, only to gamble with it. Please, sir, can you give me 20,000 there? So I just gamble with it. There are problems caused by gambling. I have to round up. Number one is loss of career. People lose their career to gambling, to gamble. But to gambling, they lose their jobs, lose their work. Number two, damaged relationships, including family and friends. The gambler is a potential problem to everybody. It's going to find ways to dupe them. Because the hodge to go back is always high. Number three, divorce. There's only a limit to what everybody can cope with. Eventually, somebody will wake up and say, if I continue here, I will die. In fact, a gambler can become murderous in his thinking. Can start thinking about, how can I get rid of this person and get the money? It can be that deep. It can be that deep. It should be a deal breaker when you want to marry. You just find out he's betting. Avoid it. It should be a deal breaker. But if you don't mind trouble, come on, carry on, come on, come on. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You can. Who says you can't? Everybody dance on wedding day. Or sometimes that's introduction to problem pro max. Listen to what I'm saying. That people got married doesn't mean they have succeeded. Some have just entered what they should not enter. You are married today. You know, marriage is close to burial in a way. Everybody leave you alone at the end of the day. When they bury people, bye-bye. Once you marry, enter the car and go. Family and friends, bye. You are left with your choice. And that can be scary, bro. And cease, just to balance it. Can be scary. The era of shawarma and ice cream is past now. What's left is the reality. You wake up the following day, you call it a mmm. Are you sure you are the one I married? You change in Jesus' name. Now I change in my. Singles, before you make that decision, think again. I know many of you are planned 2024, I must marry. You, it's not a must. You wish to. Okay, it's okay. But it's not a. So you don't marry a mare. Male or female? With goatee. I must. This year is my year. Kabuka, I take it by force. It could be legible. The way they would dribble you. You know, when you enter a relationship with the desperation of we must marry, you will not see all the red flags. You will not see it. I'm telling you. Once you enter, we must marry. This one is the one. From day one, it took you out. You started planning introduction. What are you? Day one. You don't even know him. Just wore a nice shirt with good perfume that is covering the character. You have not even said yes. You're already planning marriage. The highest we can give you is paracetamol, because the headache will be plenty. And bandages. Okay, be careful. Don't be desperate. Number five, problems or one of the complications of gambling, indebtedness. Gambler is always indebted, owing many people. Indebtedness. Number six, suicide. In fact, a statistic shows us that 1 in 5 suicide attempts is related to gambling. I think something just happened recently. Somebody who killed himself for gambling. Was it rent or something? Rent to commit suicide. There's only little to what people can carry. Don't overrate your abilities. There's a way your life gets complicated, you just say it is over. Before it gets there, stop. Stop. Stop now. Okay? Now, look at this. When people are hooked on this thing, including owing debt, Whenever any need shows up, they can't have creative thinking. They think multiplying through idleness. A need has showed up, somebody needs 100,000, can't think, okay, God has blessed you. Actually, people, relationship is social capital. Okay, no, integrity is social capital. Integrity, social capital. It can actually produce, actually. People trust you. You can say, okay, take 2 million, go and use. When you have it, return it. Okay? But if you have complicated all those relationships, nobody can trust you again. It gets to a point, the gambler is alone in this cold world. And it gets to a point where he says, I can't cope again. I have to end it now. When will I even be able to pay this, pay that, pay this, pay that, pay this, pay... Ah, it's all over. Please stop now. One of the things you must learn is faith for finance. Okay? Faith for finance. Do the right things. Study your Bible. Understand the way the principle of financial prosperity works. In all cases, it involves value. Okay? And then be positioned. Tell yourself, I will not wait on anybody. I will plan. I will do this. And then trust God to bless it. Plan like you are not praying. Pray like you are not planning. That's the strategy. Have you been blessed this morning?
Yes, sir.
Let's give Jesus a big, big, big hand. Now, let me wrap up with this. The root cause of gambling addiction, is that it is a distraction from your unsolved pain. A gambler is in pain, actually. Somebody has told him or told her, you can't become anything. And there's a need to show them. It is usually from that unsolved pain. Me too, I must feel among. I must become somebody. In this life, I must make it. Let me tell you, I know more than ever, I have to teach on the subject of trauma among Christians. I have to. Many are traumatized. Do you know that you can tell a child at age 5 that see how ugly you are, and that thought will move with the child till age 70? Yes. Many of you still, you can still remember something somebody said to you as a child, and you know the pain it brings. And when you will react to life, you are reacting based on that pain. It forms your filters. You can't see life directly. We're going to teach it. Something is changing. Okay? If there's trauma, heal. Somebody has promised you can't become somebody. Do something noble. At some time, for a while, they will look right. But eventually, your son will shine. Don't try to do things that will now make what they have said true. That we know you are going to be nothing. You now use wrong means to become somebody. What they have said will come to pass. Recover, heal from the need to prove a point, heal from the need to remove insult, that they insulted me, I will show them I can make money. Heal from that. Don't live your entire life to prove a point to anybody. It's too risky. Your life is too important to make a point with it. Live deliberately. Amen. If there's anybody here battling with any form of trauma, pain, that no one else knows. This is one of the root causes of many addictions. It's pain. The devil used to use pain to lure them, tie them down, control them. Any toy that can make you feel important. Gambling is one of them. Can we lift our hands where we are seated and say, I yield it to Jesus. My pain, my fears, my worries, I yield it to Jesus. Please pray. Pray it. Please pray. Oh, Lord, help me. Please pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Shakata barakoshente. Rende kero koshente rokoshata bai. Kranderosha. Somebody is having illumination. No more confused. You are no more feeling dejected and rejected. You know what to do by the Spirit. In Jesus' name we're praying. I ask that the hand of God rest upon you. Supernaturally, your case is changing. Your case is changing. Your case is changing. God is helping you and is sending you help in this season. All the struggles of the past are over. Somebody is coming out. You are coming out of that addiction. You are deleting those apps now. You are deleting them. You are deleting those apps. You are deleting them. You are removing them. You are cutting those ties. All those predictions. Those Telegram group, you are leaving them. You are leaving those predictions. You are starting a new life empowered by the Spirit. And this time around, you are not going back. This time around, you are not going back. This time around, you are not going back. It's a new life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Amen, amen. Put those hands together for Jesus one more time if you have been blessed. Amen.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.